You know, we all know the internet can be a wonderful place, a source of information, education, even a great place to listen to a radio show like yours truly's. But it also can be a haven for criminals, crooks, and for those out there that want to take advantage of some that maybe don't understand what they're getting into. The old story, if it looks too good to be true, probably is something that you should pay attention to. According to the YourMoney.com website, these are the top 10 scams of 2009 that you should be aware of. Work-at-home scams. Last year, countless websites cropped up offering ways to make money from home using Google or Twitter, or offering a free trial of learning materials. The more not-so-free trials, ads offering free trials for products such as teeth whiteners, acne, anti-aging pills, miracle supplements, you name it. They would use endorsements by people such as Oprah and Rachel Ray and Dr. Oz, who are suing some of these companies. Very crooked. Another one, mortgage foreclosure rescue debt assistant details and deals. As many struggled because of the downward economy, hucksters offered services to help people save their houses from foreclosure. You know, if you're in a panic and you don't know what else to do, if you see a debt assistant deal, you would try to take advantage of it and get ripped off even more. Job hunter scams. Scams targeting job hunters, including attempts to gain access to personal financial information. Never, ever give your personal financial information out over the phone or on the internet or to a stranger, that's for sure. Overpayment scams. These target small business owners, landlords, or individuals with rooms to rent, as well as sellers on classified sites like Craigslist. Lottery sweepstakes scams. We all know about those. The Nigerian scam has been around for a long time. The mystery shopper offer. In this scheme, people were led to believe they could make extra money by becoming a secret shopper, evaluating customer service of various stores. Send a Western Union or a MoneyGram wire back to these scammers, and they'd set you up, and it's just a big crooked thing. With the terrible earthquake in Haiti and H1N1, we saw a lot of phishing emails. Phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, continues to be a problem in 2009 as inventive scammers attempt to trick people into divulging sensitive financial information. Robocalls. Having their phone number on a do-not-call list did not help thousands. Yeah, it certainly, we don't hear much about the do-not-call list anymore, but it certainly didn't help. Put a stop to harassing automated telephone calls. The robocalls also claimed that their auto warranty was about to expire. We've all had those calls, which was true, or offered to help reducing their interest rate on their credit card. Just had one of those yesterday. Another one is especially in areas where there have been hurricanes or tornadoes or whatever. Stimulus, government grant scams. Hucksters began targeting U.S. residents even before President Obama announced a stimulus plan in February. The scam offered worthless assistance and advice on how to get government grants, bombarding customers online or over the phone. The best advice that I can give you, and we can give you here from Scared Monkeys Radio, is if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. And if I had a buck for every phony email that I have, I would be a rich man. When you get those phony emails, those scams, delete them right away. Use a spam filter. Call your internet service provider to learn how to block some of these, and certainly do not respond them. Do not give any personal financial information out over the internet, over the telephone, unless it's to someone like your banker who you trust. Hopefully some of those tips were valuable to you. And I'm yours, as always, Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.